Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of today.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the third hour of today. It is Thursday, September 16th. I'm Chanel here with Dylan and Craig.
You should say why we're
Al is off this morning. So I just told Dylan,
She called me yesterday.
I called her and I said, hey, Dylan, I called you yesterday, but you didn't answer. And Craig goes, oh, but she's pregnant.
No, but I didn't finish because the show was coming on. I was going to say, she's pregnant. She's got a lot going on. She's got two kids.
I can answer the phone.
She can go hello.
Get to the show.
Okay, and we're going to have a lot more fun coming up this hour. We've been talking about TikTok all week.
TikTok won't stop.
We think we're high and we're hip. So if you think it's all dancing and cooking, we want to introduce you to a dad who is using it for something very different. He is what they call a fountain of knowledge. He's sharing history lessons from the Windy City. So we're going to introduce you to him.
Well, then, this is probably going to surprise a lot of you. We are just 100 days away from Christmas. That's
why
right.
Why do we have to do a countdown like that?
Because that's what we do here. We do countdowns. 100 days out. So our Vicky Nguyen is going to unwrap everything you need to know about this holiday season. Like, is there really going to be a toy shortage?
I just bought a couple things just because of everybody talking about it. So
for Christmas?
Yeah.
All right, Al Roker.
Well, I mean, I'll have a baby and stuff, so it's like...
Oh, yeah, see that? But of course,
that works for that. It doesn't work for not answering
the phone.
I should have answered the phone.
I'm sorry I didn't answer your call. I'm pregnant.
All right, before we get to Christmas, though, let's not skip fall. Chassis Post is bringing us the fall feels with some great cozy finds to get you in the mood for the season.
All right.
We are going to get to all of that coming up, but we start with the space race and the history that is being made as we speak. Just after 8 last night... So awesome. The first ever all-civilian crew blasted off on a 3-day trip into space on board a SpaceX rocket. They're orbiting the Earth right now, 360 miles above our heads. NBC's Carrie Sanders is live from the Kennedy Space Center where that launch took place. So, Carrie, it seemed like everything went as planned last night. Is that the case?
It was picture perfect. It was a beautiful, beautiful launch. The skies were wide open. As we watched it go up, we could actually, because of where we are, feel the shudder of the sonic vibrations hitting us as it was going up, burning 700 gallons of fuel a second,
making it
finally up. Think about that. We watched, actually, what we could see was really incredible is that first stage there, the Falcon 9 rocket, when it released and came back to Earth, it was surrounded like in a halo of vapor as it came down. It then landed upright on a barge in the Atlantic as the capsule was boosted out into space. And as you just noted, 360 miles above where we are right now here on planet Earth.
That is so cool. Okay, so now that they're there, what kind of itinerary will they have for those 3 days in space? What will they be doing?
Well, they're going to do some experiments. You know, the whole idea that SpaceX has here is someday we, all of us, will be able to get on a rocket like this the same way we go to the airport, buy a ticket, and get on an airplane. And so these four represent that first step. And so, you know, the astronauts from the NASA program, the cosmonauts, these have been incredible specimens, human specimens. These are four average people that are up there. So they're going to be checking how their blood reacts to this, how their hearts work, what their cognitive behaviors are. They're going to check all of that out to see how the average person reacts, because that data will then apply to you guys and me, maybe going up in space someday.
One day. Yeah. Out of curiosity, what'd they take with them?
They took some interesting thing. You know, Cyan, who is a geoscience expert, PhD, I was really touched by what she took with her because her father was a self-taught engineer. And when the Apollo missions went up, he was in Guam. And he helped track Neil Armstrong, when there was a glitch in the system, he was the one who tracked that Apollo mission. And he then went to Guam and signed a photo and it's framed. And she took that up there with him. And the connection is just incredible. She said she's so sorry that her father is not alive today, but she thinks there may be a connection while she's up there. Some other things that they took up there with them. Well, there's some beads that were the Jared, who is the billionaire entrepreneur here, there's some beads that he took up that he's going to put together for his children and for his wife. I mean, each of them have taken something special to them up there that they will then bring back. And of course, you know, Haley Arsenault, the 29-year-old medical specialist who is a you know, she's a cancer survivor. Yeah. Right. So she's 10 years old. She now goes up at 29, the youngest American to go in space. She's the first person to go up there with a prosthetic. She's actually going to make a phone call from there back to where she works at St. Jude and
so
talk
awesome.
To some
That's
of the cool. patients that she's been working
yes.
with. The same beds that she was once in,
that's,
guys.
That's wow. the one that gets me. She, when she was here, she said, you know what? I want to be able to tell those patients when they're in the thick of it, hey, guess what? It gets better. In fact, I'm in space right
get
now.
Get out of this.
You can Carrie,
get out of this.
Thank you.
So
Carrie
good.
Sanders, Kennedy Space
Carrie.
Center. Thank you, sir. Let's turn now to someone who knows exactly what those civilian astronauts are feeling right now. In fact, she helped them prepare for this mission, former NASA astronaut and founding director of the Space for Art Foundation. Nicole Stott is with us this morning. Nicole, good morning to you. I know you were watching last night, like all of us, that Falcon 9 lifting off into the heavens. You've been up to space twice before. You've been where they are. So what do you think was going through their minds as they shot through the atmosphere?
I don't know, a sense of woohoo and hard to believe you're there for sure. I'm sure as that rocket lit, there were some high fives and big smiles on their faces. And I don't know, I think there's a sense of anxiousness. It's not a fear for what you're about to do. It's you're anxious, you want to get going, you've trained. Even if you've trained 5 months, you've trained and you're ready to go. And then there's an anxiousness about the people that are watching you go do this. It is a lot easier to be that person strapped in than it is to be your family and friends watching you do it.
So you've been a resource for this crew and their families from the beginning, answering whatever questions may arise. Obviously, everybody was really excited in front of the cameras. But what were they telling you behind the scenes? And as you mentioned, family members, too.
Well, you know, not speaking to anyone specifically, for sure. But I can say a lot of what I was seeing in the families of these four was what I saw in my own family, what I saw in my colleagues' families as their, you know, as their husbands, wives, daughters are getting ready to fly, their mothers and fathers. And it's just, I think anxiousness is the best word I can come up with. You know, you're happy and you're scared. It just makes sense. It's the human thing to be, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can we talk about your jacket for a second? Is that part of the same art project, you know, making these space jackets for the crews? Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. This jacket was our prototype for the four jackets that are flying with one with each of the crew members. And they're so cool. We, through the Space for Art Foundation, partnered up with the crew and with St. Jude. And all of the artwork you see on these jackets is St. Jude kids artwork. Mm. And one of our artistic geniuses with Space for Art, Ian Sion, laid out the whole design of the art and
that's configuration. Cool.
I love it.
Anyway, we shared it with this another fantastic artist, Ryan Nagata in L.A., who does these really high-quality spacesuit replicas. He did it with a little bit of a Mercury flare on the inside.
I love it. And these will go up for auction, right?
Yeah, we auctioned Haley's off at one of the St. Jude events on Tuesday night. And the rest of them will. And another really unique feature is, I'm like going the wrong side, each of these jackets has this Space for Art on it. And each of the crew members has embellished with their own original artwork, as you saw in the pictures. It's just awesome. And then the kids have some art projects at the hospitals to work on, too, like little mission tote bags. Yeah.
So great. Hey,
so they've been up there for about 13 hours now, Nicole. I mean, what do you think they're doing right now? How do you think they're settling in on that first day?
Well, I think they're figuring out how to settle in, getting used to that 3D moving around kind of thing. But technically, they should be still sleeping right now, I think.
Oh.
I think their wake-up time is around noon. But we'll see. You know, there's that anxiousness word again. Like, can you really sleep? You know,
yeah, it's
when
hard
you
to sleep up there.
It is hard.
Look out those windows.
I want to look.
afloat.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Thanks all for right. following along with this, too.
Oh, we can't get enough of it. Yeah. We cannot get enough of it. When we come back on this Friday Eve.
You going to read that?
Come on. You got to read it.
No,
can
I
you
don't.
Read what's in the teleprompter?
Just say, I'll let you do it.
Holy cow. 100 days till Christmas.
Come on, Craig.
This holiday season may be tricky. Vicky Nguyen standing by to talk shipping, shortages, and more. And then later, Dad using TikTok to drop some knowledge about the city that he loves, Chicago. We'll be right back.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It is time now for Consumer Confidential, all about the holidays. Yes, those holidays. We've joked about it all morning. Christmas is 100 days away.
Ho, ho, holy ho, cow.
Yeah, you did it.
And this year, you probably want to get an early start.
All right, so here with everything you need to know about shopping, shipping, and shortages, we have NBC News investigative and consumer correspondent Vicky Nguyen. Good morning to you.
All the shiz.
But you know what? This is the time to start thinking about it. Beat the rush so you don't have the stress this year. And this past year, you've talked about shortages when it comes to toilet paper, ketchup, used cars. So now apparently there could be a shortage in toys?
Yes, toys and gifts in general, depending on what you're going to buy. But there are a lot of reasons behind it. We've talked about this too. So you know that for the past year and a half, a lot of companies have shut down. Well, they can't just turn on a switch and get back to it. Mm. Sometimes people have shifted their manufacturing, like the paper shortage that we're seeing right now. A lot of companies started making cardboard instead. So it takes a little while to get that back. Also, the labor market. Yeah. People who were laid off went to other jobs. We saw that in the trucking industry. And let me give you an idea of what happens with shipping. China, for example, we would get all kinds of things, right? Toys, electronics, clothes. Typically, something that takes 30 days to get to the United States is now taking 60 to 70 days. Mm-hmm. Then add on top of that, us. We are roaring to get back into this economy. People have money to spend. And so when everybody wants the same thing at the same time,
sure,
you get shortages.
Right. That's
so what is the strategy? Should we be buying right now? Or is that going to make things even worse come Christmas time?
Well, I think you're doing a great job taking a page out of Al Roker's book. 100 days, it really seems like a long time. But this year in particular, the mantra should really be, if you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. You want to plan ahead.
Especially
with kids.
Sounds like my fourth grade teacher.
Prepare to fail.
If you fail to prepare. So there is a silver lining. So talk about toys with your kids. This is the time to say, hey, you know what? Make that list for Santa and make it broad. In case Santa and his elves have a hard time finding something or making something, they'll be able to get to something else. Toy Insider also says budget more because they're looking at prices, expecting on average a 10% price bump for toys. There's a plastics shortage. So if you spot a sale on something that you want, grab it now.
Okay. By the way, if you make the list now, you can hold it over your child's head longer.
There you go.
Leading up to Christmas. You have 100 days for
that. Nice, not naughty.
I feel like you do that all year long.
I do.
That kind of dad.
I am, proudly. What else can we do to prepare for the holiday season besides those things?
So really what I think is so important, and we talk about this all the time, is just make a list and be ruthless about editing it and be thoughtful. Do you really need more stuff and things? My favorite tip for gifting in general year-round is experiential gifts. gifts. Okay. This is like a twofer, right? Because if yes. you're buying a meal out or you're buying tickets to the local museum or art show or theater, you're supporting your local business. Yep. And the research shows people prefer experiences yes. to things I that agree. Take up space yeah. in their homes.
Right. Okay. And then last but not least, can you always talk about saving money. Yeah. Is there some cool site or something we can do? Or is it just old-fashioned $2 a day will add up to whatever? I mean, you know, what are your saving tips?
There's always the old-fashioned, but a lot of us are shopping online. We saw such a huge emergence in that last year, and we've gotten comfortable. So get used to browser extensions.
See, I need that, you to have some yeah, kind of apps or something.
For folks who aren't tech-savvy, explain yeah. what that is.
You don't have to be. So here are a few of our favorites that are on the screen, right? Rakuten, which gives you cash back. Honey, which tells you, you know, when things go on sale. So you're going to want to search for, like, Slick Deals, Coupon Cabin. Experiment with these things. All it means is you install something on your computer, and before you go to your favorite online store, you go through one of these sites, and either you'll passively just earn money back or you'll get extra coupons and deals. It's really easy to do.
And these are all legit, obviously.
They're all legit, yep, and they work. I've gotten a few $1,000s back over the years from wow. just basically shopping, because it does add up. The other thing to think about is becoming a loyalty customer. So if there's stores that you always shop at, create a separate email account, sign up for those loyalty discounts. You get 15% off your first order or whatever, and that adds up too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And real quick, you mentioned a worker shortage, but that also means companies are hiring. So yes. what do we need to know about that?
Such good news here, Dylan. Look, this year Salesforce is saying that when we come into November and December, that seasonal hiring period, there's going to be a shortage of 350,000 retail positions, I mean jobs. So that's what's open for mm-hmm. you. And they think the median salary is going to be $19, up from $13
wow.
last year.
Significant.
Walmart hiring 20,000 permanent employees. Mm-hmm. UPS hiring 100,000. Those are just a few examples. So if you're looking to earn extra cash to hopefully make up for the lack of sales and deals this year, this is the time
so
to do it.
I remember talking with you maybe this year, last year, no, maybe even the year before.
They're all
you,
blending together.
When we were talking about seasonal workers and what you can do to impress them to be able to keep the job and
yes.
be full time.
Right.
Now,
you just show up.
You just show up. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
That's impressive enough.
My goodness.
You've got a pulse, you've got a job.
Thank you so much.
To do it.
All right. Well, coming up, more good news. Next, he's not sharing recipes or dance moves. This TikToker is going viral for his history lessons. And he's hoping to change what people think about the city he loves. And then later, our friend Chassie Post is here to help you feel cozy this fall. We'll be right back here on the third hour of today.
All this week, we've been shining a light on some really creative people on TikTok. And this morning, it's one dad who's using the app to make quite an impact by sharing his city's history. NBC's Morgan Radford got to spend some time with him. This is a cool one.
It is.
I was so excited for this story. Guys, good morning. So his name is Sherman Thomas. He's a dad. He's a full-time utility worker. And now he's sharing his love for Chicago history with a whole new generation. Take a look.
Boy. By day, he's a father of seven living in the south side of Chicago. But online, Sherman Thomas is an unlikely star known as Six Figure Dilla.
My mother nicknamed me Dilla. She said I could sell her anything, so like a used car Dilla.
On a platform known for viral dances and musical collaboration,
TikTok,
Thomas talks about history.
What is so special about Chicago? What do people not know that started here?
The assembly line, that comes from Chicago. Of course, the chocolate brownie, the skyscraper, roller derby as a sport, the catcher's mitt, the first baseman's mitt, all born here in Chicago.
Honestly, I'm a little stunned, just the number of facts you hold in your head. Are people surprised that, you know, you have a day job, you're working, you're raising a family, and then all of a sudden you spit out these facts?
I'm hoping I'm changing perspective. A lot of times when you think about his story and he doesn't have dreads and an arm full of tattoos and he's not black and 6'5", but if you spend some time with me, you'll see very much that I am a historian, that I spent a lot of my time studying and disseminating Chicago history.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
One could say a masterclass in history that all started 3 years ago when his daughter asked him to help her make a TikTok video.
Every other day she was coming in there, Dad, make this TikTok with me. And so I asked her, I said, hey, Bailey, why don't you let me feed you some Chicago history facts, and in no time you'll go viral. She was like, nobody's gonna wanna watch it.
So he made a history video himself.
And it took off, you know, so he did another and another, and who doesn't wanna prove their kids wrong, right?
Now, he has nearly 200 videos with more than 4 million views combined.
So there you have a building that's offering history.
Not to mention a chance to give back to the city he loves, offering free tours to kids.
I saw how rich the culture was here and how the negative association with the South Side isn't often true, or at least it's highlighted in the news only. So having this richness of the South Side highlighted for once and emphasized was just really astonishing.
It's a city that's seen a hard year, with gun violence surging to the highest level in decades in 2020, most of it in neighborhoods like these, on the South Side and the West Side.
So when other people think of and hear of the South Side of Chicago, what do they think?
They think of gang violence and shootings.
And when you see the South Side of Chicago, what do you think?
I see the greatest city on earth. I see everything that's cool about America coming from this space.
A view he hopes is contagious.
You light up when you talk about history. Is your dream that one day you'll pass that love on to someone else?
I'm hoping that maybe one of my kids are gonna wanna be a Chicago historian like me, and if not one of my kids, any kid from Chicago. I think every generation needs a historian to tell not only the stories of the day, but the stories from the past. And so I hope I'm playing a part in passing that lineage down.
Passing down a legacy centuries in the making.
And this here was the journalist Ida B. Wells' home, this one?
There, okay. Red windows.
1 minute at a time.
And get this, guys, Sherman's story does not end there. He's currently working with Illinois native Thomas Lennon, who you might know from Reno 911, on a pilot for a TV series. He says it'll be all about Chicago's rich history and the stories behind it. But I have to tell you, his daughter Bailey, who issued that TikTok challenge and got him started in this whole entire TikTok world, well, now she's incredibly proud. She even asked me to make a newscast with her. That's her and her younger sister. They wanted to just tell the world about why dads like hers are so important.
How sweet is that?
Story. I know.
I think you fell in love with this family.
I think I did too.
I think you can be Auntie Mo-Rad.
I think I'm ready to step into Auntie Mo-Rad.
I like Auntie Mo-Rad better than Auntie Mo.
Did you see what she did there? She said, I'm ready to step into Auntie Mo-Rad.
Because yes. I thought I was like Big Sis Mo-Rad, but y'all just told me I graduated to Auntie.
You did?
You're Auntie now.
Ooh, God. You know what comes after Auntie?
Grandmama?
Mine, I don't know. Mama
Mo-Rad. You gotta be Mama first.
We're not Mama Mo-Rad.
Okay. Not Mama Mo-Rad.
Thank you, Morgan.
All right. Mama Mo-Rad, you know it works. Coming up a bit later. Another rising star on TikTok. This is a TikTok show today. She goes by the name Snack Queen, and she's here to show us a big twist on nachos. People love her. But first, it's going to feel like fall when Chassie Post shows you how to stay stylish and comfy in the cooler weather. We'll be right back. In less than a week, the calendar is going to flip from summer to fall. And this morning, we have the fall feels.
Fall feels. Shop All Day contributor Chassie Post is here with us live in studio with a sneak peek of some of the products on today's episode of our streaming show, Shop All Day. Of course, when there's a QR code on the screen, you can always hold up your phone, scan it, and it'll take you right to the products that you've picked for us. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm so excited about today's episode.
We're
it's
excited.
All about fall feels. So that means from affordable seasonal fashion finds to the gadgets you need to create the ultimate cozy setting at home. So let's dive in.
So let's
you
shop,
guys,
okay?
Yes,
so
right?
Here's your first thing. Just click your phone. You can buy it. It's $39.
Yeah, so you guys were always like already so saying soft. How much you love this.
Yeah, I would wear this on the show.
Let me tell you, it's so great.
Okay.
It's actually a sweatshirt.
It's cute.
How cool is that? And I love that you don't have to sacrifice style now to still be comfy, right? And look at these elevated details, like the adorable little ruffle sleeve, and sleeves are having a huge moment, as we know, and the sort of relaxed sort of fit. And what is so great, we don't have them here on set with us today, but if you scan the QR code and go to today.com, they even have matching elevated joggers.
Oh.
So then you put it together, right?
We just got so excited for that.
And it looks like a jumpsuit.
Dylan and I have this secret dream that we're going to like show up on the playground like the other moms. They're normally
right?
all
right.
In New York, they're all like hip and cute. We come in. Yeah,
right, in our elevated takes on the sweats. This will set you guys
I love
up.
It. Okay. Okay. You can never get enough scarves.
Oh, my goodness. So I've got to say, I mean, wrap yourself in a blanket of chicness this fall, because these scarves tartan plaid. I mean, designers are mad for plaid this season. Mm-hmm. But the price on this, guys, it's $10.95.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
It is huge. That's it's cute. The great blanket scarf yes. trend, but it feels so expensive. Feel this fabric. It is cute. A cashmere-like fabric.
Yeah.
It's really large. It's got the great, wonderful little French detail.
Okay.
And
I
just love that it comes in 5 different tartans.
I love that.
And this is something that makes me think we should all just go apple picking right now.
That's
I mean,
so
talk
cute.
About fall feels.
I keep seeing all these things about oversized blazers.
Yes. Okay, so, I mean, the blazer is one of my favorite fall fashion hacks because you put it with anything, you look pulled mm-hmm. together, but that's the average blazer. This blazer is a 2-in-1 multitasker. Guys,
okay.
It was created to be not just a blazer, but also a jacket. So you can wear it in 2 ways, and the way you get that is this great sort of very cool oversized boyfriend silhouette, and it's longer, so that gives it the versatility. It also covers the hip area,
yeah,
which
okay.
I really love,
and
it comes in great tweeds and plaid, so mm-hmm. That again,
you can pair it with okay. jeans or
right
leggings,
you can pair this with
some
anything
boots. Look at me okay. trying to be stylish.
Okay.
Something you don't really think of that much, but a fancy lighter.
Yes. Okay, this gadget is so cool. So this is a rechargeable electric arc lighter. And
oh.
what's so amazing about it, we've all got to light our, pumpkin spice candles, right? We've got to set the cozy fall scene. And so with this, it bends in, sometimes when
yep.
candles
and
burn
it gets
down.
Low. Yep.
Yes. And it keeps your hand far away
That's
from
cool.
the flame.
Mm-hmm.
It's also
okay.
got, great protection locks for kids, and it turns off if it senses you've been burning something for too long. And you just USB charge.
Oh, it's better.
Charge
One
it. Charge. Hundreds of uses.
That's
so
cool.
this
Great.
Is such a cool little fall gadget.
Okay, let's talk about this immersion blender. Is that
I
what it's called?
Bought, not
yes.
this brand, but I just bought one.
Really?
It's
insane.
So much easier.
For what? You and Calvin have one of these? I know.
For making soups.
Right?
But of course.
And it does everything that a regular blender will
yes,
do, right?
It's
but you can
how it
use
works.
It right in
the
pan
pot.
Or in the pot or even in a, a glass if you're making mm-hmm. a smoothie. And this one, I've got to say, it is a smooth ride. It is actually quite quiet. Mm. So I love these, and they come in fun different colors.
Yeah,
and
this is nice.
And this is wonderful for whipping up, those great fall
it.
Dips.
I did this
or
carrot
soups,
ginger
like you
soup
said.
Last
yes,
night.
Oh my goodness.
Boil your carrots and instead of having to transfer it to the blender.
She believes
you know.
Doing something.
Well,
but wouldn't that
what?
Be good?
You can now with this wonderful little hand blender.
Okay.
And last but not least,
yes.
do you guys have one of these?
I want one, actually.
It's a multi slow cooker. And
oh.
These are fan favorites for a reason because they're kind of like having your own personal chef.
That's awesome.
Because it will cook anything. You can set it and forget it. It's got this 12-hour timer, and I love this one because it's a space saver. Some of them can get
yes,
big.
Exactly.
But it'll still cook up to 8 cups or 2 quarts. It's got 6 presets, so you can cook, rice, pasta. You
How
can
much is
steam
that?
Stuff.
Do we know?
And it's $54, right? And it's really cool. The interior pot in here mm-hmm. is actually nonstick,
mm-hmm.
so it's
oh.
So really it's
easy
to clean, and you can throw it in
and
the
I
dishwasher.
And I love the size, because when it's big, you put it on a shelf, you don't
yes,
ever
exactly.
get to.
And it takes the place of several,
appliances.
Different appliances, kind
yeah.
of like that hand blender.
Yes.
So, you guys, we're going to make
so
some great.
I love it. I was just about to say.
For fall.
It's shake and bake, and I hail.
In honor of fall, right?
Why? That doesn't even make sense. What's wrong with me?
But I love
thank
that.
You. Thank you. Help Chanel how to cook. Thank you for joining us. Be sure, of course, to check out Shop All Day at Fall Deals. It's streaming today at noon on Today All Day, and you can watch it at today.com/shopallday. And just so you know, Today works with affiliate partners and earns a commission on purchases made through our links at today.com.
Another home run, my friend.
Always. Oh my gosh. Thanks, guys.
All right. Coming up next, the snack queen has racked up more than millions of views on TikTok, and she's live to show us how to make, a pizza slider. Good morning. And then tomorrow, our Out of This World interview with astronauts on board the International Space Station. We're going to make it happen. We'll be right back.
We have had so much fun this week with our series, TikTok Made Me Try It, and our next guest has used TikTok to gain quite the following. Jen Curley, also known as Snack Queen, has more than 33 million likes on her videos.
In fact, Jen's video showing off her world's best dumpling sauce has been viewed more than 11 million times. Doesn't that look good? Good morning. Oh, no. Can you hear her? I can't hear her.
I can't hear her.
Oh, I'm so
yeah.
sorry.
Oh, there
okay,
we
there
go.
We go.
Right.
There we go.
Yes.
All right. I want to eat everything that you're making. So let's start. You have Hawaiian pizza sliders for us today.
Yes. I got 2 of my favorite snacks, both great for entertaining, especially with football and the holidays upon us. And so first we have the Hawaiian pizza sliders, and it's exactly what you think. It's sliders and pizza. They fell in love.
Sounds like heaven.
They had a baby.
Yes. So how do you make them Hawaiian?
So you slice the Hawaiian rolls in half, and then inside is just what would be the toppings on a Hawaiian pizza, which is sauce, mozzarella, ham, pineapple.
Mm. Oh, that's
and
cute.
And then some more sauce here.
So you just put it in a casserole dish.
Yes, in a casserole dish. And then you put the top half right on top. You brush some garlic butter on top.
Oh, nice. Mm. How do you make your garlic butter? Is there fresh garlic in there, or do you use garlic powder?
I use fresh garlic.
Okay.
But you could use garlic powder if you want. You put this in the oven at 375 for about 15 minutes. And I have one ready here.
I bet you that is yummy. You know, some people don't like pineapple on pizza, but does this work? It looks yummy.
It's delicious. I mean, I personally kind of go back and forth whether or not I like pineapple on pizza, but this is a crowd pleaser everywhere I take it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bigger hit than stuff that I spend lots of time making from scratch.
And it's creative. And it's different.
Exactly like what Hawaiian pizza would be. So.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That look good?
And it's so easy. It's cooked in a pan and you made it in about 2 seconds.
Exactly. All right, let's move on to the nachos. You have a twist here, right?
So, yes. The nachos are Asian nachos, and it's basically traditional nachos, but with like a fusion of Asian flavor.
Okay.
So you have your chips here, and my favorite component of this dish is the cheese sauce.
Ooh.
Because it is sriracha cheese sauce.
Oh, so what kind of cheese is that?
It's just sharp cheddar, and you add sriracha. And I always say the world should know about the combination of sriracha and cheddar because it
is. I don't think I've tried it either.
So you gotta try it. It's such a great combo, and I feel like it doesn't get enough attention.
Easy enough.
So, yes. So you pour the cheese sauce, of course, over your nachos.
Oh, man. That looks amazing.
And then you have your brown pork, which acts as a taco meat. So it's sauteed with garlic and ginger, salt and pepper, and then the soy sauce vinaigrette that you drizzle over the top to add more of that Asian fusion flavor. Mm. And in the end, this is what they look like.
Ooh. Yum.
So since you poured the melted cheese over, you don't have to put those back in the oven. You don't have to bake those.
No, no, because it's a cheese sauce and it stays pretty saucy for a good amount of time. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, I layer it with the ground pork, green onions, jalapenos for spice, drizzle that soy sauce vinaigrette over, and then maybe some sriracha if you want some extra spice.
Oh, that is so good. Well, my goodness, this looks good. Congratulations.
So
on all of your success. Really quickly, we heard that you kept your TikTok fame a secret from some of your friends and that you didn't tell your mom until last week. I mean, you have like 11 million
views. How could you do that?
On one video alone.
You know, that actually kind of happened organically. Whenever people are like, you kept it a secret, I'm like, I didn't keep it a secret. It's just that I started it for fun and it was almost like a guilty pleasure.
That's awesome.
And then when it started taking off, it kind of went further and further away to like something that I could really explain easily. And so like, I just kept not saying anything until I'd be out with friends and somebody would come up to me. They'd be like, oh my gosh, are you Snack Queen? I love your TikToks. And they do this whole thing. We take a picture, they leave. And then my friend would be like, what just happened? And my mom too. I told her last week because I was coming on the show.
You're like, Mom, like,
she would have seen you here.
Right? She's like, Mom, I'm going to be on the Today Show. She's like, why? Well, I'm kind of like a star.
I'm a little famous. Yeah.
I know. I was like, I'm going to be on the Today Show. And she's like, what? And then I had to like backtrack and explain the whole thing. But, you know, it's like, it's a kind of a newer niche and the platform is also newer. So it's a little bit more extensive to explain. I guess that would be the main reason
it's
why
it's easier just to not talk about it.
We totally understand. Well, congratulations.
Everything looks delicious.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, for these recipes, head to today.com/food. And we have Jen's video showing these recipes on our Today Show TikTok page, so be sure to check it out.
All right, coming up next, it's all fun and games and Overheard on Third. You may get a little nostalgic when we show you the finalists for this year's Toy Hall of Fame. And then tomorrow, our buddy Steve Kornacki is going Hollywood when he breaks down what to expect at this year's Emmys.
The Emmys already?
Already. We'll be right back.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
And welcome back. It is time for Overheard on Third, and I'm having an issue because I can't stop smelling Cabbage Patch. We had her on earlier when we first talked about the list of the finalists for the 2021 National Toy Hall of Fame. Uh-huh. And Carson said it didn't smell like baby powder.
Even right now?
No, not her.
Oh, let me smell her. So, well, she definitely smells like baby powder.
She smells like baby powder.
It's like a hint, no question.
That's like the best thing about the Cabbage Patch. So there are 12 finalists. Three will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So we have some of the finalists here, which this dice game, or I guess it's a tile game, Mahjong.
Yeah. I don't know Mahjong.
I've actually never heard of it. No. I've heard of it, but I've never actually played it. From Seinfeld, you said.
Well, I've heard of it,
yeah, because George's mom was playing Mahjong, but that's
another story.
That's about all I know from that. But some of the other finalists, we've got the American Girl Dolls, mm-hmm. Battleship, Billiards, I guess just generic billiards.
Sure, sure.
Cabbage Patch Kids, Fisher-Price Corn Popper. You were
what
saying
is that?
You
oh, that's that. This,
this,
right?
This thing over here.
I mean, this is like a rite of passage.
You're so much taller now.
A rite of passage for every kid. Okay.
So Mahjong, Masters of the Universe toys, which I'll explain to you in just a second. Pinata, yep. Risk, Sand. Just
good old-fashioned sand.
Settlers of Catan and a toy fire engine. So we don't have the Masters of the Universe, but remember that museum, the toy museum I just went to
yes.
like a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
They had the Masters of the Universe toys, which She-Ra, Princess of Power.
Oh, yes.
Yes. He-Man. Obviously, I was excited when I saw She-Ra. So these, we had all of these. I just wish we listened to my brother who always said keep things in
Did
the box.
Did he save them?
And no, he wanted to keep everything in the box. And
That's
we always
funny.
Wanted to play with everything.
I love She-Ra. She-Ra and He-Man were twins, right? I think they were.
Yes.
They're Am I crazy?
Brother and sister, at least.
Anyway,
yeah.
We used to love She-Ra. Did you have a favorite toy growing up?
So my favorite toy, do you remember the roller racer?
Yeah. Well, we called it the turtle. It was ours was green. Is that the thing that you...
It's the thing like... Yes!
So
this is a commercial for it because Erin Kim, our producer, was asking me what my favorite toy is. She's like, what is that? So I sent her the commercial.
Oh, I love
it. I never had one, but my friend had one. So it was one of those, you know, you always went to your friend's house
yes.
to play with the toys you never had. So.
You know what's funny is I guarantee you guys, and I will affirm this tomorrow, that my grandmother's going to call me after the show because she remembers she only had one and we all had to share it. And it belonged to my mom and my uncle.
So it's been around a long
time. So it was that old. And then we played with it. And I don't know where it is now, but it's so simple. You think about all the complicated toys we have. And it just goes zipping. Mine was the Snoopy. It was a snow cone maker.
Oh, yes.
You would grind the ice and you could make flavors out. Oh, yes, this.
Oh.
This was my favorite toy of all time. So there you go. We can all reminisce. Apparently you can vote some kind of way. I don't know how. But
there's a panel that votes.
And apparently Joe Fryer
is on the panel
this year.
I know.
To vote for
so
the toy.
So now we can get the inside scoop and find out which of these toys could go to the finals.
I love it. Do we have any more time or do we have to say goodbye? Do we have some time?
No.
Oh, we have to say goodbye. Oh, darn. Okay. We'll talk about the comeback of VHS tapes another time.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Tomorrow on the third hour, Steve Kornacki is breaking down this weekend Emmy Awards as only he can.
Of course, and Hoda and Jenna are coming up next. And in case you haven't heard, Hoda has officially launched her newest project. It's an original podcast called Making Space with Hoda Kotb. It's all about making space to find happiness, be uplifted. And each week, Hoda will hear from inspiring guests.
I love it. All you need to do is follow Making Space with Hoda Kotb wherever you get your podcast.
And that does it for us today.
Shall I go make us some soup?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's go. I'm going to use my immersion blender.
Wait, take me with you.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.